Last weekend gave us Break the Power Stone. Well, one team darn near destroyed the Power Stone, scoring only 16 points from perfection. Overall, there were 11 teams in the world that reached 95%. Let's find out who they were. Your turn, Pipes.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Studio 1A at the worldwide headquarters of Echo Blade Studio. The only weekly podcast focusing on the mobile game Magic the Gathering Puzzle Quest. The world's top players. The world's top teams.
I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah.
MTG PodQuest. And now, Nerd Thuggery.
Oh, very nice. Broadcasting from our studio in Florida to over 2,000 listeners in 49 countries on all six inhabited continents. Come on, Antarctica, don't you have some internet on that big slab of ice? Welcome to MTG PodQuest, the world's biggest podcast covering news and events surrounding the mobile game Magic the Gathering Puzzle Quest. I'm Nerd Thuggery. First order of business, I wanted to give a shout out to a great group of players who provided me a rest stop last weekend when my home coalition, the Gods of Theros, their ladder filled up and I found myself on the outside looking in. And this isn't a complaint. It's quite rare that we have 140 players in the ladder in the Gods of Theros, so that actually makes me quite proud and very happy to see. But Lars70 found his alt account in the same situation with FTA. He reached out to me and suggested we go hang out in an independent team with a fun group of players named after the famed and feared Polish cavalry of the Middle Ages, the Hussars. Oh, for reference, that's spelled H-U-S-S-A-R-S. We had a lot of fun, placed in the top 50, one place ahead of the Groggers and the Gods of Theros. Sorry, Groggers. You know I love you guys, and I was cheering for you. But they were very friendly and gracious and accommodating. If any players out there want to jump around from time to time or find themselves in the same situation that we did, and you need a place to play for the weekend where you'll still get that top 50 reward, pop into the Hussars and say hi. You won't regret it. Fun players. Okay, let's get to it, Pipes.
Global team results.
One team was 16 points from a perfect score. I guess I should expect this, though. We're all pretty familiar with Break the Power Stone by this point, so it shouldn't really be a surprise that the top teams threaten the perfect score threshold. They only have one job, and they did it really well. You have one job, posted 16 perfect scores on the way to an amazing score of 2,384 points, a full 24 points ahead of Team Reckless in second place, while also posting 16 perfect scores. And another couple of points behind that was Black Lotus in third place. 11 teams scored 95%. All of those teams, in order of brilliance, were... You have one job. Team Reckless. Black Lotus. Something Went Wrong. Gods of Theros. Black Vice. MTG Goldfish.
Goblin Pile.
Blue Lotus.
Teferi.
Oblivion. Great performance, everybody. This weekend, Webcore has slated Doomscar Claimants as the weekend event. This is a legacy event connected to the Kaldheim set. We haven't seen this one in quite a long time, so this should be an interesting week. I wonder how this event will affect our players who are currently enjoying... Pipes?
Streaks of Perfection.
Yeah, there we go. Ah, yes. Break the Power Stone took a toll on the charts as we lose four great players from the ranks and only gain one new player at 10 straight wins. But one of those four players was certainly not FC Led Zepp, who now has 33 straight perfect scores. Nor was it Beckless nor Erte, who remain a distant second place with 18 straight perfect scores. We do have to say goodbye to Callus of Goblin Pile, whose streak ended at 12, Ragsy of Black Vice, Visk of Oblivion, and Sangwoo Lee of the Gods of Theros, all who bowed out after posting 10 straight wins. However, we do gain Suki 12 of Black Lotus, who won their 10th straight game this weekend. Currently, there are 9 players in the entire world who are riding streaks of 10 wins or more. In order, those players are, with 33 straight wins of Black Lotus, FC Led Zepp, with 18 straight wins from Blue Lotus, Erte, also with 18 straight wins from MTG Goldfish, Beckless, with 14 straight wins from the Gods of Theros, Couch Clown, with 13 straight wins from the Gods of Theros, Sepulka, with 12 straight wins from Team Reckless, Sakura Sama, also with 12 straight wins from Black Lotus, The Hunter, with 11 straight wins from Goblin Pile, Marshall, and with 10 straight wins from Black Lotus, Suki 12. Black Lotus has 3 on the charts, very nice. Congratulations on your stellar performance, everybody. Truly very impressive. Okay, let's close this out with the weekly report from my home coalition,
Gods of Theros.
What's up, Gods and Groggers? We had 3 in the top 20, 6 in the top 50, an overall solid performance, something we've come to expect for Break the Power Stone. Dodge has crunched the numbers like a Max Holloway spinning heel kick and submitted his report.
The Throne of Perfection.
2 mighty gods continue their marathon up the mountain of supreme badassery this week, nearly neck and neck. Couch Clown with 14 straight wins and Sepulka with 13 straight wins demonstrate their dominance of the field with impressive numbers and nowhere to go but up. Keep climbing, gods. The poet Big Bill is also finding his rhythm on the Throne of Perfection with a sublime 7 perfect event scores in a row. He's joined by GOTC Hall of Famer Unko Sama, who after 4.5 years still won't come out of the GOT basement. He has 5 straight wins. Maybe the snacks are too good in there? I don't know. You know, Merino has nuts in GOT 7. They're quite delicious.
Nerd.
I'm just saying. A triumphant troop of 38 members of Gods of Theros ascended the coveted Throne of Theros with perfect scores of 120 this week, including
Shrike,
Couch Clown,
Hoots and Hoople,
Sepulka,
Phoenix,
the poet Big Bill,
Fireboy,
Voodoo,
CM9009,
Quicksilver,
Buffalo Dave,
6 Iron,
Helios,
Wolf 815,
the Kai Besito,
Jay Truant,
Craig Kinzel,
MC7,
Amorphous,
Raistlin,
Elvis,
Oh my God, puppies,
Gimerol,
Mr. Snuggle,
Gabriel,
Imperial,
Maxineer,
Mork 90,
Protocon,
Soul Twist,
Anura,
Gamer 1919,
Marino,
Punis,
Unko Sama,
Scald Strider,
Kumashi,
Trash Bear. A tantalizing tandem of 10 members claimed the demigod status, scoring 95% or more, including
Frog Smasher,
Derek Rogers,
Koalos,
Dodge U,
the one and only Chief Wahoo,
Dolio,
Cave Den,
Danny Crow,
Gernhot,
Jernobog.
Another thorough thicket of 59 avatars scored 75% or more. Great job, gods.
Let's break down the teams.
The gold team.
13 gods with perfect scores, 1 demigod at 95%. Team performance was 97. The top performers, we have 3 gods with a perfect 100 rating. Sepulka, Couch Clown, and the poet Big Bill. That puts our gold team at 5th place on the globe this event. Player movement has Star 12 and Bento Box moving to the silver team.
The silver team.
8 gods with perfect scores, 3 demigods at 95%, a team performance of 94. The top performers, Soul Twist and Gamer 1919 at 98 and Dodge U at 97. That puts our silver team at 13th place in the world for this event. Player movement this week has Soul Twist and Gamer 1919 moving up to the gold team. Sean SST and Imagine are moving to the bronze team.
The bronze team!
6 gods with perfect scores, 1 demigod at 95%. Team performance was 91. The top performers, Phoenix 98, Fireboy at 97, and EEAAJJ at 95. And that puts the bronze team at 19th place in the world this event. Player movement has Phoenix and Fireboy moving up to the silver team. Crimson King and Svetanda are moving to GOT4.
The Quads of Theros!
3 gods with perfect scores, 4 demigods at 95%. A team performance of 87.
top performers are Nano at 95, Craig Kinzel at 94, and Amorphis at 93. The Quads of Theros took 23rd place in the world this event. Player Movement has Nano and Craig Kinzel moving up to the bronze team. Delnardo and Mimi are moving to GOT 5.
El Cinco de Theros!
Two gods with a perfect score, one demigod at 95%, a performance rating of 78. Top performers, Nomishkrom at 91, Gernhot at 90, and Bopper at 86. The Cinco placed 29th in the world this event. Player Movement has Gernhot and Bopper moving up to GOT 4. Vizdaloop and Kinden are coming down to GOT 6.
The Hexagods of Theros.
Two gods with a perfect score. Performance rating of... Whoops, that does not look right. Hold on. Here we go. Performance rating of 52. Sorry, the script was wrong. Top performers, Gooplerod, who was visiting from FTA at 91, Penn at 85, and Maxineer at 78. The Hexagods placed 52nd in the world this event. Player Movement this event has TEB moving up to GOT5. Imperioni and Skyblade are getting yeeted for inactivity, but they are welcome to rejoin us in GOT7 once they are ready to play.
The Grogs of Theros!
Three gods with perfect scores, a performance rating of 58. Top performers, Anuaroth 99, Boromak at 91, and Marino at 87. The Grogs of Theros placed, I believe it was 46th in the world this event. Player Movement has Yusu, Panchito, and CC all moving up to GOT 6. Inside Out has also been inactive and is getting the old yeet, but they are welcome once again to rejoin us in the future. Hey, if you want to join the Gods of Theros, just use the search feature in the game for coalitions and type in Gods of the and hit enter, and your list will populate with our open coalitions. If you see room in Gods of Theros 7 or 6, or even in one of the lettered coalitions, feel free to jump in, say hi, say something about Grog, we'll greet you. We'll know where you came from. We have two rules in the Gods of Theros. One is play the weekend coalition event, and the other is don't be a dick. Once you are a member of the Gods of Theros, you have access to the exclusive portions of our Discord server, which is a great resource for deck building and event strategy. We are always discussing card combos, planeswalkers, mechanics, and strategies for coalition events. Hey, you know what? Do you want to know what decks Couts Clown or Sepulca or Six Iron are using to post perfect scores in the coalition events? Or Quicksilver or Mork 90 or Voodoo as they continue to mount their assault on the Throne of Perfection? Or Black Dragon or Danny Crow or the esteemed poet and basketball god Big Bill? I know you're Bill Walton, man. You can't fool me, big guy. Or even Call Me Clem, who staggers his way like a punch-drunk fibblethip to accidental perfect scores. You know he's posted perfect scores three of the last four events? Did you also know that it took me seven takes to get through that sentence? You try it. Even retired legends such as Poppy and Ampersand still have their decks and advice posted in the deck channels of our server. This Discord server has been up for years, collecting wisdom and advice on every weekend coalition event. It's right there for you when you are members of the Gods of Theros. And if you are in the Gods of Theros and you're not on our Discord server, download Discord and send Derek Rogers or me, Nerdthuggery, a friend request so we can get you set up. Also, if you want to hear real reviews by real experts, I always recommend you check out the YouTube channels by Main Loop, Gazmaster, Nalthazar, and the Planeswalker Coach. Their links are in my show notes. That'll do it. This weekend's mashup was performed by my favorite mashup artist, Benjamin Veltz. He's on all the big socials as Bassfarer. Check out his YouTube. He plays all the instruments on these mashups. Very entertaining videos. Dodge U is the dean of the database for the Gods of Theros Coalition event results, and he writes the summary with pernicious Dodge U is the dean of the database for the Gods of Theros Coalition event results, and he writes the summary with pernicious perspicacity. Pipes is known to the rest of the world as Jeffrey Smith. He's been doing this for decades. You've heard his voice on radio and TV ads, as well as almost every episode of MTG PodQuest. You can find him on Fiverr. Additional writing for this episode by Dodge U. Additional research provided by Dodge U and Lars 70. This podcast is produced by Echo Blade Studios. I'm Nerd Thuggery. Be sure to like, subscribe, write a nice review, all that good stuff. Links to all the content creators are in my show notes. Huge shout out to Webcore, the developers. They work with us content creators directly so that we may bring this kind of content to you and the high quality content that the aforementioned creators create. Smooth as silk. What a pro. Last night, we spent a couple hours recording a roundtable about Planeswalkers and Standard with several of the content creators and a special guest from the community. I'll be posting that episode in the next day or so. Good luck this weekend with Doomscar Claimants. This will be an interesting one. Say it with me, Jeff Smith.
So long, nerds.
Or even call me Clem, who staggers his way like a... Or even call me Clem, who staggers his way like a punch-drunk F... Or even call me Clem, who staggers his way like a punch-drunk... God damn it. Or even call me Clem, who staggers his way like a punch-drunk fibble-thip to accidental... Or even call me Clem, who staggers his way like a punch-drunk fibble-thip to accidentally... Or even call me Clem, who staggers his way like a punch-drunk fibble-thip to accidental perfect scores.
There it is.